My life fades. The vision dims. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos, ruined dreams, this wasted land. But most of all, I remember the Road Warrior, the man we called Max. To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time, when the world was powered by the black fuel, and the desert sprouted great cities of pipe and steel. Gone now, swept away. For reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war and touched off a blaze which engulfed them all. Without fuel, they were nothing. They'd built a house of straw. The thundering machine sputtered and stopped. Their leaders talked and talked and talked. But nothing could stem the avalanche. Their world crumbled. The cities exploded. A whirlwind of looting. A firestorm of fear. Men began to feed on men. On the roads, it was a white line nightmare. Only those mobile enough to scavenge, brutal enough to pillage, would survive. The gangs took over the highways, ready to wage war for a tank of juice. And in this maelstrom of decay, ordinary men were battered and smashed. Men like Max, the warrior Max. In the roar of an engine, he lost everything. And became a shell of a man. A burnt-out, desolate man. A man haunted by the demons of his past. A man who wandered out into the wasteland. And it was here, in this blighted place, that he learned to live again.
Thank you. the snake! Put it down! Gently. Nice! Nice! Now the iron! The gun. Down, down. Turn around! Looks like I got myself some gasoline, eh? Hey? V8? Huh?
Booby trapped. Touch those tanks and.
Booby trap! Back up! Oh, you crafty little man, you. You're quick! Very quick. Never seen a man beat the snake before.
Who are you?
Reflexes. That's what you got. Me, I got brains. Hey.
A fella, a quick fella, might have a weapon under there. I'd have to pin his head to the panel.
Don't play me the fool. Fuel, gasoline, thousands of gallons of it, as much as you want.
Where?
No, no.
Where?
20 miles from here. Permanent they are. Refining. Ka-junk, 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 ka-junk. A huge tanker full.
Crap.
No, 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 no. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's not self-service. No, no. It's too hard for me. But a man of your ingenuity.
Where?
Kill me and you'll never find out. Good duck. Nice ducky, eh? Good duck.
Snakes playing mahjong, taking tea, watching, thinking. How's I gonna get in and get the gas? Day and night it's pumping. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Fuel to burn. They got the lot. Power lights, you name it. You bet your life they mean to keep it.
30 of them in there. Arrows, flamethrowers, guns. No place for man or reptile, I thought.
Then this trash arrived. Moss to a flame. Round and round, attack, attack. Like angry ants, mad with the smell of gasoline. Thousands of gallons, much as you want.
If anyone's gonna get in there, it's gonna be you. Me. I've gotta feed the snakes. The man lives by his word, I reckon, and I've kept mine, eh?
We had a deal. I show you the gas and you let me go, right?
The arrangement was I wouldn't kill you.
After all I've done for you.
I reckon you got a bargain, didn't you?
Thank you.
save it. I'm just here for the gasoline.
Especially tonight. Just take me back there.
How did you get through out there? Look, I want some answers. Where did you find him?
2 or 3 miles down the road, left for dead. We had a deal.
There were 3 other vehicles. Did you see anything of them?
Yeah, they're heading hard to the southwest in heaps of trouble. Look, he said if I brought him back here, he'd give me some gas. There's not much time.
There was a woman in the car.
She's dead.
What did they do?
It was quick. Look, I just want my gas. I want to get out of here. Now, give me the...
So we know he's one of them.
Give him nothing. That's right. He's a parasite.
Trading in human flesh. Mercenary trash.
We had an arrangement.
What do you mean, an arrangement?
You talk to this man.
You had a contract, it was with him. And it died with him. Get rid of him.
Move it.
Come on.
Man!
Come hand it to you, Treasure. The last of the V8 interceptors.
A piece of history.
Would have been a shame to blow it up.
Thank you. am the Humongous, the Lord Humongous, the warrior of the wasteland, the Ayatollah of rock and roller!
I am gravely disappointed. Again, you have made me unleash my dogs of war. Look at what remains of your gallant scouts. Why? Because you're selfish. You hoard your gasoline. You will not listen to reason. Now, my prisoners say, you plan to take your gasoline out of the wasteland. You send them out this morning to find a vehicle. A rig big enough to hold that fat tank of gas. What a puny plan. Look around you. This is the valley of death.
See?
Nothing can escape. The Humongous rules the wasteland.
Give them nothing.
Blow it up. It's enough.
Humongous will not be defiled.
We all are someone we love. But we do it my way.
Moses, wait.
We do it my way. Fear is our ally. The gasoline will be ours. Then you shall have your revenge. Take him away. Been too much violence, too much pain. None here without sin. But I have an honorable compromise. Just walk away. Give you a pump. The oil. The gasoline. And the whole compound. And I spare you lives.
Just walk away. I will give you safe passage in the wasteland.
Just walk away. And there will be an end to the horror.
I await your answer. You have one full day to decide.
is it? I'll talk to this humongous. He's a reasonable man. Open to negotiation.
He promised us safe passage. He gave his word.
And let us suppose he keeps it.
And we walk away from here with our lives. What then? Remember one thing, that is more than just a tanker of gas. That is our lifeline to a place beyond that vermin on machines.
That's 2,000 miles from here. How do you expect us to get it there? Drag it?
If we have to, yes, there's always a way. But the first step, defend the fuel.
Words. Just words. You die for a pipe dream.
Wrong. We fight for a belief. I stay.
I wish it could have worked, Papagallo.
You can't expect to compete with that. Every day we get weaker while they get stronger. It's finished. I'm sorry.
Two days ago, I saw a vehicle that had hauled that tanker. You want to get out of here? You talk to me. Okay, so that's my offer. I deliver a rig big enough to haul that tanker of yours, you give me back my vehicle and as much juice as I can carry.
We lost 8 good people this morning. What's he got in mind?
Now, to do the job, I need 5 gallons of diesel and some high-octane gasoline. Think of it as a down payment.
And that's the last we'll ever see of him.
He has to come back for his wheels.
What have we got to lose?
Got yourself a deal.
I can carry.
remember lingerie? I knew it. I knew it'd work. Lethal. Lethal, these snakes. Born killers. No. It's my snake. I trained it. I'm going to eat it. So find your own. Get out of it. I got a recipe for snake. Delicious. Fricassee of reptile. Get out. Better than your dog food. No. Pure protein. Minerals. Vitamins. Man's got to look after himself. Healthy mind, healthy body, dog. You are what you eat, I reckon. Get away. You two ought to take a look in the mirror sometime. No style, no taste. Empty. All this time. That dishonest. Low.
Let's have a look at this machine of yours.
How do we know that one's not a dud?
Find out.
Cool, cool, cool. Now, you got to understand the basics of aerodynamics in a thing like this.
Shut up. Shut up.
We'll be right back.
You can't hide!
Tell me, son, this machine of yours, it can take two, can?
Possibly.
All right. I'm okay. I might just get them organized. We're moving out tonight.
Okay, listen, everyone. We're going out tonight. You all know what to do. Just get on with it. Timbo, Derek, Papagallo's been hurt.
How's the rig?
The rig! How is she?
Got a cracked timing case cover and it's broken a couple of teeth off the timing gears. The radiator's damaged the core. Got a cracked water pump. And a fractured injector line.
Well, what does all that mean?
Yeah, okay, but what does that mean?
What does that mean?
24 hours.
24 hours?
They've got 12.
You've got 12!
Okay. Okay.
Let's get him down, quick, come on.
Listen, I was wrong about you. I'm sorry.
With you driving that rig, we got it licked. Nice have you aboard, son.
I've been saving us. I want you to have them. Thank you, and welcome.
Hey, it's been a pleasure doing business with you, but I'm leaving.
Thank you.
Petrol. Come on.
It just seems really wrong sneaking away like this.
Look, but you said you wanted to come, sweetheart.
I know I did.
Look, you're scared. They're going to be much safer up there. What are we waiting for, eh?
This is my family. I'm not going to leave these people. I'm staying. I'm sorry.
I don't have time for long speeches. I want you to drive the tanker.
Sorry. We had a contract. I kept my part of the bargain.
We'll make a new contract.
Got all I need here.
You don't have a future. I could offer you that. Rebuild our lives.
Max,
buy a ticket for 2,000 miles.
You have to come, Sonny. This is where we're going. Paradise. 2,000 miles from here. Fresh water, plenty of sunshine, nothing to do but breathe.
No, thanks.
What is it with you? Huh? What are you looking for? Come on, Max, everyone's looking for something. You're happy out there, are you? Hey, wandering? One day blurring into another? You're a scavenger, Max. You're a maggot. You know that? You're living off the corpse of the old world. Tell me your story, Max. Come on, tell me your story. What burned you out, huh? Kill one man too many? See too many people die? Lose some family? Lots of that. You lost some family. It makes you something special, does it? Hey? Listen to me. You're the only one that suffered. We've all been through it in here, but we haven't given up. We're still human beings with dignity. But you, you're out there with the garbage. You're nothing.
Go on, get out. Let's get. Yeah.
Letting him go.
Well, let's keep his vehicle at least.
He fulfilled his contract. He's an honorable man.
Okay, so who's going to drive the tanker?
I am.
Got you wrong. You're not a coward. Stupid, maybe, but not a coward. You're making a serious mistake. Splitting a great team. You and me together, think of the possibility.
See you around, maybe. Goodbye. Good luck.
The gas! Hurry up! Don't waste him. If he's alive, I want him! Let's go.
Know what you fall.
I'll be driving the tanker. We're gonna crash or crash through. Now, at this point, that's all they want, the tanker. So they come straight after us. So we'll use that to punch our way out, which will give all of you a very, very good chance. Don't hesitate. Once you're outside there, split up and go as hard as you can. Now, 200 miles to the north, place to the bridge down the river. That's our rendezvous. Give us till sunset. If we haven't made it by then, we'll keep going.
Good enough for me to build, but I'd ride on, eh?
You are not coming on this
bus. Listen, I swear to blood on this mother, and no bus is going to tell me to ride on that lousy school bus.
Okay, settle down.
If it's all the same to you, I'll drive that tanker.
The offer is closed. Too late for deals.
No deals. I want to drive the truck.
Why? Why the big change of heart?
Believe me, I haven't got a choice.
And how do you think you'd do it? I mean, look at you. You couldn't even drive a wheelchair.
You should look at yourself, Max. You're a mess.
Come on, cut the crap. On the best chance you've got.
Right, let's get moving.
Thank you.
And so began the journey north to safety, to our place in the sun. Among us, we found a new leader, the man who came from the sky, the Gyro Captain. And just as Papagallo had planned, we traveled far beyond the reach of men and machines. The juice, the precious juice, was hidden in the vehicles. As for me, I grew to manhood. In the fullness of time, I became the leader, the chief of the great northern tribe, and a road warrior. That was the last we ever saw of him. He lives now only in my memories.